Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 6, Text 242. Raghunath Das has been situated as assisting Swarup Damodar in the confidential service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now at this time, all the devotees from Bengal arrived. And as previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them with great feeling. As he had previously done, he cleansed the Gundicha temple and held a picnic feast in the garden with the devotees. The Lord again danced with the devotees during the Rathiyatra festival. Seeing this, Raghunath Das was struck with wonder. When Raghunath Das met all the devotees, Advaitacharya showed him great mercy. He also met Sivananda Sen, who informed him, "Your father sent 10 men to take you away. He wrote me a letter asking me to send you back. But when those 10 men received no information about you, they returned home from Dankara." When all the devotees from Bengal returned home after staying at Jagannath Puri for 4 months, Raghunath Das's father heard about their arrival and therefore sent a man to Sivananda Sen. That man inquired from Sivananda Sen, "Did you see anyone in the renounced order at the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" "That person is Raghunath Das, the son of Govardhan Majumdar. Did you meet him in Nalachala?" Sivananda Sen replied, "Yes, sir. Raghunath Das is with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is a very famous man. Who does not know him? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has placed him under the charge of Swarup Damodar. Raghunath Das has become just like the life of all the Lord's devotees. He chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day and night. He never gives up the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not even for a moment. He is in the supreme order of renounced life, Parama Viraghitar, Nahi Bhaksha Paridhar. Indeed, he does not care about eating or dressing. Somehow or other, he eats and maintains his life. After 10 dandas, after 4 hours of the night have passed, and Raghunath Das has seen the performance of the Pushpanjali, he stands at the Singhadwara gate to beg some alms to eat. He eats if someone gives him something to eat. Sometimes he fasts. Sometimes he chews fried grains." After hearing this, the messenger returned to Govardhan Majumdara and informed him all about Raghunath Das. And hearing the descriptions of Raghunath Das's behavior in the renounced order, his father and mother were very unhappy. Therefore, they decided to send Raghunath some men with goods for his comfort. Raghunath Das's father immediately sent 400 coins, 2 servants and 1 Brahmin to Sivananda Sen. Sivananda Sen informed them, "You cannot go to Jagannath Puri directly. When I go there, you may accompany me. Now go home. When all of us go, I shall take all of you with me." Describing this incident, the great poet Sri Kavi Karnapura has written extensively about the glorious activities of Raghunath Das in his Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. These are the words of Kavi Karnapura. Sivananda Sen's son, who had sucked the toe of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das is a disciple of Jadunandan Acharya, who is very gentle and is extremely dear to Vasudev Datta, a resident of Kanchanapali. Because of Raghunath Das's transcendental qualities, he is always more dear than life for all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Since he has been favored by the abundant mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is always pleasing, vividly providing a superior example for the renounced order. This very dear follower of Swarup Damodar Goswami is the ocean of renunciation. Who amongst the residents of Nalachala, Jagannath Puri, does not know him very well? because he is very pleasing to all the devotees. Raghunath Das Goswami easily became like the fertile earth of good fortune in which it was suitable for the seed of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be sown. At the same time that that seed was sown, it grew into a matchless tree of the love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and produced fruit. The last two verses were from Kavi Kanapur's Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka. In these verses, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj continues, the great poet Kavi Kanapur gives the same information that Shivananda Sen conveyed to the messenger from Raghunath Das's father. And then, the next year, when Shivananda Sen was going to Jagannath Puri as usual, the servants and the brahmana, who was a cook, went with him. The servants and brahmana brought 400 coins to Jagannath Puri, and there they met Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das did not accept the money and mint sent by his father. Therefore, the brahmana and one of the servants stayed there with the money. At that time, Raghunath Das began inviting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house with great attention for 2 days every month. The cost for these two occasions was 64 cowdies. Therefore, he would take that much from the servant and the brahmana. Raghunath Das continued to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way for 2 years. But at the end of the second year, he stopped. When Raghunath Das neglected to invite Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 2 consecutive months, the Lord, the son of Sachi, questioned Sarup Damodar. The Lord asked, why has Raghunath Das stopped inviting me? And Sarup Damodar replied, he must have reconsidered something in his mind. I invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by accepting goods from materialistic people. I know that the Lord's mind is not satisfied by this. This is what Sri Damodara is saying is in the mind of Sri Raghunath Das. My consciousness is impure because I accept all these goods from people who are interested only in pounds, shilling, and pence. Therefore, by this kind of invitation, I get only some material reputation. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks that people who are under the bodily conception of life are called materialists. If we accept the offerings of such people, place them before the Lord, and invite Vaishnavas to partake of the prasadam, that attempt will gain us only a material reputation, not the actual benefit of service to a pure Vaishnava. One should therefore try to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by fully surrendering at his lotus feet. If one engages for the service of the Lord, whatever money one has honestly earned, that is spiritual service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master, and the Vaishnavas. Kaviraj Goswami continues. At my request, describing the mood of Raghunath Das as expressed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sri Sarup Damodar. At my request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts the invitations because he knows that a foolish person like me would be unhappy if he did not accept them. Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that people who are advanced in learning but attached to material enjoyment, who are puffed up by material possessions, by birth in an elevated aristocratic family, or by education, may offer showbottle devotional service to the deity and also offer prasadam to Vaishnavas. Because of their ignorance, however, they cannot understand that since their minds are materially polluted, neither the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, nor the Vaishnavas accept their offerings. If one accepts money from such materialistic persons to offer food to the deity and Vaishnavas, a pure Vaishnava does not accept it. This causes unhappiness for the materialists because they are fully absorbed in the bodily conception of life. Therefore, they sometimes turn against the Vaishnavas. Srupa Damodar continues. Considering all these points, Srupa Damodar concluded, he has stopped inviting you. And hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and spoke as follows. When one eats food offered by a materialistic man, one's mind becomes contaminated. And when the mind is contaminated, one is unable to think of Krishna properly. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur suggests that people who are materialistically inclined and sahajis, or so-called Vaishnavas, who take everything very casually, are both Vishayis or materialists, Eating food offered by them causes contamination, and as a result of such contamination, even a serious devotee becomes like a materialistic man. There are six kinds of association. Giving charity, accepting food, offering food, talking confidentially, and inquiring confidentially. One should very carefully avoid associating with both the sahajiyas, who are sometimes known as Vaishnavas, and the non-Vaishnavas or avaishnavas. Their association changes the transcendental devotional service of Lord Krishna into sense gratification. And when sense gratification enters the mind of a devotee, he is contaminated. The materialistic person who aspires after sense gratification cannot properly think about Krishna. Continuing. When one accepts an invitation from a person contaminated by the modes of passion, that person who offers the food and the person who accepts it are both mentally contaminated. Because of Raghunath Das's eagerness, I accepted the invitation for many days. It is very good that Raghunath Das, knowing this, has now automatically given up this practice. And after some days, Raghunath Das gave up standing near the Singhadwara gate and instead began eating by begging alms from a booth for free distribution of food. And we shall end here. And Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon to hear about the amazing and fully sincere detachment and renunciation of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Hare Krishna.